angiboni kulohlupho lokuthi ubabuchabangu evakatshele upresident ezefika lemasimini kapresident, ngoba upresident asiye president weZANU-PF, ngupresident weZimbabwe. So any opposition leader including myself sile right to go and meet the president, and I believe ukuthi vele we must normalize ama meetings lawa ama leaders awe opposition ukuze ehlangane lo president bembikele lokho abambikela khona. Ngibe sengikhuluma ngendaba ye term limit leyo, I do not see really a major issue as long as ama processes wonke ezalandelwa in terms of nxa kuyukuthi i-constitution izafuna ku-amendwa, nxa kuyukuthi ama processes wonke azalandelwa, akutsho ukuthi i-constitution angeke yatshintshwa. Njalo akumangalisi ukuthi umongameli welizwe ebe lithemu ende. Amazwe amaningi alama term limits, amanye alabo 10 years, abanye alabo 7 years, amanye alabo 4 years. Kodwa as long as the process is followed, we've seen in the past since Stadegile ukuthi siyahamba kuma elections kungela ama reforms, kungela abanye bathi level playing field. So the opportunity leyo ukuextenda or postpone ama elections singakhona ukusinika ithuba lokuthi kube lezinye izinto ezilungiswayo. We need to ensure ukuthi ezinye izinto ezinjenge-economic development, i-stability yelizwe, lokumakinga sure ukuthi those who have settled in various parts of the country in terms of settling in various parts of iland, these things are formalized and people are given the right to settle there. So by postponing or even extending i-term ka-president, given ukuthi she has started into eziningi.
Mnumzana Moyo, njengebandla le-MRP liyakusekela yini ukuthi aqhubeke umongameli Mnanga?
Asikusekeli lokho thina si-MRP, ngoba okokuqala kuma-initial stages of i-constitution making yeZimbabwe, I was there around 2010 kuma-initial stages siya-traina e-Harare under Kopac, though bangixotsha e-teleta stage. So ezinye zezinto ezanc ngezelwa ku-constitution ekhona elizweni elizwa ekhona ezana ikuthi the sitting president kumele ahlale for 2 terms. Izakhumbula ukuthi i-DUT ingena nge-military coup, wathi yena yena ungu-listening president, he's soft as a wool, njalo uyi-new dispensation, kusitsho ukuthi uzolandela i-constitution yelizwe leZimbabwe. Wakhuluma futhi ngomlomo wakhe wathi yena akasoze ahambe beyond 2028. Ngiyadabuka nxa ngisizwa umfowethu Ndibali, indoda engangiyithembe kangaka, emuva lesi sesesonke kuzapho, esengani yena ukhulumela iZANU-PF. Ngiyakhangela futhi le ndaba kaSengezo oqale ngayo uyamasweni Mnangagwa kule platform enjengephalamenti and other things okudiskhaswa khona indaba ezilokwenza lelizwe. Kuthiwa ubiza ama-opposition members of parliament baye emasimini akhe, ngoba konke okungakhulunywa ngale yinto ezi-state managed. Ngeke ufike ngale ukhulume ngaye umuntu ekubiza emzini wakhe umcastigate, ngoba siyazi lokuthi iZimbabwe vele istruckle kanjani. Anyone o-opposa uhulumende uyabotshwa, uyahlukunyezwa. USengezo Tshabalala elikhuluma ngaye from the onset, thina sala sathi no, umuntu lo is on a project ayithunyiweyo. Yikho labona ukuthi uthe lanxa ekhipha amashona esithi afakwe ngoNelson Chamisa, kubulawayo kwabuya kwayangena amashona eZANU PF kwezinye izikhundla zabo kansila landani. Sazibuza ukuthi so amashona akade rongo ngakaChamisa aweZANU abe right na.
Sesibuya kuweke Mnumzana Ndibali, uthini ngamazwi kaMnumzana Moyo?
Ubaba Moyo is assuming ukuthi wonke umuntu ohlangana lo president in whatever platform kumele emcastigate. Sometimes we must be able to talk more, engage more, even as ama political leaders. Baba Moyo, mina wagcina nini ukuhlangana lami as a political leader from Matabeleland? Wagcina nini ukuhlangana lo Swangilizwe? Wagcina nini ukuhlangana lo Weshman Ncube, like oChamisa oba noMozora, for the best interest of our country? So uba kuchabangu into ayenzileyo le, it is more or less like the icebreaker. Mina as a leader of EFF, I can meet the president any day, but it doesn't mean ukuthi I'm a member of ZANU-PF. wena Comrade Moyo kufuze unikwe opportunity uyehlangana lo president wakho umtshele zona ezizithalazo zifunayo ngokuthi iZimbabwe kumele iqunywe. Thina amanye ama-leaders sithi hayi hayi asimeni lokho, nxa ama-elections engaphosponwa kuprioritize ezinye izinto, prioritize i-free education as upresident promised. Ogogo balele emakhaya balakudla, thina sifuna ukugijima siye kuma-elections for what? Okwama-terms lokho we must forget about them. Nxa umuntu e-deliver kukhanye ukuthi uyadeliver, thina njengama-socialist from this left we do not believe in term limits. That's why you want Comrade Malema can serve as many years as he can, as long as he is serving the interest of the people.
Ungasigqibela lingxoxo umnumzana Moyo.
Ya ngiqhubeka ngisuba disappointed dadewethu ngomfowethu uNdibali, ngoba kimi uqhubeka ebonisa ukuthi ungomunye umuntu engathi mina bekukuhle ukuthi ngabe uhle abe yi-extension ye-ZANU PF.
Mana aqhubeke mnumzana Ndivali.
Let me talk Ndivali. Awusozungitshela ukukhuluma. This is a political discussion. So I've got a right to respond the way I want. Because I uyithi angeke akhulume ngoshona la izoke emathebelele nje. Sithathele umhlabathi ngama-mine konke okuthethwe ngamashona, ama-teachers ezikolo. Kwaze waxotsha wasuspenda u-MP wakhe ebubi laphana usibanda. Emashona le ndile kwaxotsha iNdebele. Uteacher esecondary akuzange kube indaba zalutho. Abe sengitshela ukuthi nena ukuyahlala eplazini lika-ED akhulume lathi simlalele as opposition parties. Yikho okuqondileyo. No, I'm not going to subscribe to that because labo Emerson Mnangagwa bephakama besiya phikisana lo-Ian Jagger Smith babedlula enhluphekweni ezinjengazona lezi abantu, futhi mhlawumbe bengxenye lezi seziwesi ngoba ezika-Smith nxa uthi uyazidangela abantu lezi ndlala zazingekho. So ukuthi mina ngitshone ngiqalisa ukutshone ngani mina ngiyahero worship u-Emerson ukhulumeni igama wathi upresident wami. Ngifuna ukumqondisa futhi aso president wami ngupresident wakhe yena. Mina ngila president owabulala abantu bakithi abayedlula 40,000. Angila president okhoze i-closure of ama-industries kobulawayo. Angila president oyehluleka ukunika abantu abafana nayo ama-equal opportunities of employment and business elizweni kuthiwe ngupresident wami. Funa ngokuthi akupostpone ama-election. Uyakhohlwa ukuthi ZANU PF ile 2/3 majority kathi ese-parliament. Yena ukhulume outside parliament uNdibali i-EFF yakhe. Uzokulungisa ama-reforms la engaphi. I-ZEC AU erun ama-elections. It's another arm ye-ZANU PF. Yikubona i-ZANU PF ingaphumi. Ngifuna ukuthi ngufake record straight. I-ZANU PF ayingaziwina ama-elections from 1980 up to this date. Yikubona begijima kathesi ku-SADC region even e-Mozambique lapha wagijima yena u-ED wayakhongratulata yena lo e-Frelimo lama-results engakaphumi. Yikho limbone le-Botswana kubomasisu bezama uku-influencer kwehlula. Lambone e-South Africa wayezama uku-influencer kwehlula. Limbone e-Namibia ubezama uku-influencer kwehlula. So ama-reform angaze kwawaphosponi nge-50 years. Mina nxa ngisaphila I can bet lo Ndibali akula ZANU ezophuma esikhundleni bazimisele ukuthi babe yi-one party state.